Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and welcome to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. I am Olivia and my guest here this morning is Jay Ratto, who is the Vice President of Long Island Home Builders Care.
Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Now, actually, Jay, you aren't just the VP of Long Island Home Builders Care. You are also, you have your own business, right?
Yes, that's correct. I own and operate Jay Ratto Landscaping. We'll be celebrating 35 years in business this March.
Wow, congratulations. Now, what is Long Island Home Builders Care and how did you become involved with it?
Long Island Home Builders Care is the charitable arm of the Long Island Builders Institute, commonly known as LIBBY. Oh. We wanted to be able to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. So Long Island Home Builders Care is a 501(c) non-for-profit organization that was formed over 15 years ago as a means to give back to the Long Island community through Long Island Builders Institute. So we do all kinds of projects.
How did you get involved with Long Island Home Builders Care?
I do landscaping, mm-hmm. and I'm a trade member or an associate member of the Long Island Builders. Mm-hmm. And being involved with the Long Island Builders Organization, then when they started the charitable arm, I wanted to also give back, and I got involved and I got on the board, and I am presently a director and the vice president of Long Island Home Builders Care.
And in the past 15 years that Long Island Home Builders Care has been around, so much has happened. I looked all over your website. I've heard so much about all the projects that you guys have been doing on Long Island. One of the things I saw looked really fun. It was a walkathon that I think you in particular were especially involved with.
Yes, that was our sixth annual walkathon, and it's at the Robert Moses Field 5, and we walked the Surfs Out. And Surfs Out is so gracious every year. They host it for us, the Sorellos, Dean and his wife. They do a great job, and that helps us raise money so that we could do all the charitable things that we do and for our scholarship.
So you walked along Robert Moses?
We walked through the trail. There's like a nature trail that goes through the beach, past the lighthouse, and it goes all the way into Surfs Out. It's a little restaurant right in Fire Island.
That must have been such a beautiful walk.
It's been beautiful, and the support and the people. It's been a great, great event that we have every year.
I saw there were a lot of kids, a lot of games and live music. I mean, that's an annual thing, so that's happening again this year?
Absolutely. It's happening again this year. We haven't picked a date yet. Traditionally, okay. It's been at the end of the summer, but we don't have a date yet.
Okay, so I guess for anybody that's interested in the future to be informed about what Long Island Home Builders Care is up to and to see what they've done, your website is
www.longislandhomebuilderscare.org, LIHBC.org.
LIHBC.org. Tell me a little bit more about some of the other things you guys have done.
We do projects. Most recently, we did a project, Christmas Magic. We adopted a homeless shelter in Medford who has 20 kids, ages from infants to 18 years. It's called the Pathways to Recovery. And the outpouring from our members and our members' staff and employees was just immense. We filled up a whole panel truck with gifts, clothes, and the children put together a list of what they wanted. And we got them everything on their list because when you read the list, mm-hmm. you had tears in your eyes because the things they asked for were like a pair of sneakers, a hat, a jacket, gloves. And it just brought tears to our eyes. There wasn't a dry eye when we went and delivered the presents. Tom Legier, another longtime member, he was gracious enough to play Santa Claus. And this little young boy was sitting on his lap and he was crying. and Tom was telling us the story that he told the little boy, "Don't cry, don't be scared of Santa Claus." And he replied, "I'm not scared of you, Santa. I'm just so happy and so excited to be here. I've never gotten any new presents ever." So when you're part of that, it's just amazing.
And the community came together to get all of those gifts, right?
It was all Long Island Home Builders Care members, Libby members that wanted to get involved. So I brought it back to my company. My staff partook in it. We picked the family, and the family had multiple children. So we got everything on their list. And then another member, second vice president, John Weiss from Angle Berman, they went to set up a Christmas tree there. And my staff went and put a train set around the Christmas tree before we went to deliver the presents. So when we went to deliver the presents, they had this beautiful Christmas tree fully decorated with the trains going around it. Everybody got very involved as far as members and members' staff.
I just got chills. You know, it puts it in perspective, too, because these young kids are so grateful to just get something new. And their wish list is comprised of the necessities, like you said, a hat, shoes, a jacket. I'm kind of surprised the kids didn't ask for toys or like a PlayStation.
It was on their list.
Yeah.
But I think it was overwhelming how they asked more for necessities than they asked for non-necessities. Mm-hmm. They all want toys, they're kids. And that's what, you know, we wanted to, you know, make them feel special.
And that was this past
That was this past season? Christmas, you know, Christmas that just passed, 2017. We also did a holiday toy drive. So we have our annual Christmas party, and we have everybody brings presents, and it's just overwhelming. We also did a holiday food drive together with South Shore Feed the Need, a 501(c). Has a Thanksgiving morning and warm clothes and coat drive for the children in Brentwood families. We did that. And then one of the bigger projects we most recently did was the McGoldrick Family Project. The 11-year-old girl afflicted with a rare disease called FOXG1 syndrome.
Oh, what is that?
Which leaves her unable to walk or speak. Long Island Home Builders Care, we created a handicapped accessible bedroom with fun colors, decorations, air conditioning to make Caden smile and keep her cool. So Mike, the president, and I went there to evaluate the project. Mm-hmm. And the people, you know, were so happy that we were there, the parents. And Caden can't walk. She can't speak. She has involuntary body movements. She's in a special wheelchair. And her bedroom was on the second floor. They had a chair lift, and all they wanted to do, and the handicapped bathroom that was put in was on the first floor. They wanted to convert the living room to a bedroom for Cadence. And the living room had to be converted in a way that it would accommodate her chair and all her needs. Uh-huh. And once we qualified them for the project, we really took that project head on, and it came out wonderful.
Yeah,
pictures are actually on our website. The website has pictures and the synopsis of all the projects.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with the VP of Long Island Home Builders Care, Jay Ratto. And I'm looking at these pictures, and Cadence looks like she is over the moon. That new bedroom that you guys did for her, it's so bright and so fun. And you made her life and her family's life at home a whole lot easier. The joy on her entire family's faces, you changed their lives.
Yes. And that project was spearheaded by the second vice president, John Weiss and Angle Berman, along with Mike Sudo and the rest of the members. But John has a knack of really taking these projects head on.
Yeah. And it wasn't just the McGoldricks, right? You've reconstructed multiple homes, haven't
you? Before the McGoldricks, we did the Accardi family, two boys, severely handicapped, and we did a tremendous amount for them. We redid the house to make it handicapped accessible. We also did the yard. The only therapy that really, not the only, but one of the therapies that really works for them is in the warm weather they can go in the pool, mm-hmm, because they're very lightweight in the water. The pool was there, but there was no patio, no chair lift. So my company put the patio in. So many other members, we put the deck in. We put the sliding door in. We made everything accessible. Then we actually even got together and through donations. It's hard enough for a family to afford a van with one handicapped person. Mm-hmm. This family couldn't go anywhere together without taking two vehicles and struggling to carry their children. We got them a van that was equipped to take two wheelchairs. The boys' favorite timeout used to be when they could charge the battery in their power chairs, they told Mike and I, and they could take the chairs down the block to the laundromat so they could play the video games. So getting them access to their backyard, access to their pool, and then be able to go out as a family. They could go to a restaurant. They could go to a movie in one vehicle was huge.
That's incredible. There are so many families on Long Island that need this, and you've helped multiple families. But I'm wondering, how is a family chosen to receive help from Long Island Home Builders Care?
They go on our website, or they contact Long Island Builders Institute, or they contact Long Island Home Builders Care. We both operate out of the same office, mm-hmm. Right on Veterans Highway in Icelandia. And we have an application. The application's filled out, and then we assess the project. It has to meet criteria, which I don't have it with me, the application, but it's pretty detailed.
Okay.
And then once they fill out the application and we assess the project, we meet as a board, usually once a month. And then we'll decide whether we're going to take on the project. If it has merit, we take it on.
Wow.
And I mean, we've done little projects recently, and I took on the project as the vice president through my company, J. Rattle Landscaping. We did a driveway over for Doris Benson in Lake Ronkonkoma. Elderly woman living by herself in her 80s, hired an unscrupulous contractor who took a deposit, started the project, and never came back to finish it. So she filled out the application. She met our criteria. We evaluated the project, and we completed her driveway for her. So she had access to get in and out of her house in her, 80-something year. I think she was 85.
So people,
so just a little project, yeah. But we did it.
People all across Long Island, mm-hmm. of all different degrees of need, all different walks of life, you guys are helping. For everybody listening and learning for the first time about all of these things that Long Island Home Builders Care is up to, and who I'm sure want to contribute, where can somebody donate to help with the projects?
Go to the website, www.lihbc.org, mm-hmm. and it's right on there. You can donate right there, right online, credit card, check.
That's easy.
Very easy.
Yeah. And some of that money goes toward the scholarships that you guys have going on too,
yes.
right?
So we have a scholarship fund that we started a long while back. I don't remember exactly when, but a scholarship fund we give out to Long Island Builder Institute members and their families and even their employees. So a company like myself, who's a member, anybody that works for me has a child that's ready to go to college can fill out the scholarship application. And we have a scholarship selection committee that's totally they're not members of Long Island Home Builders Care. They're not members of Liberty. Mm-hmm. So we have a whole committee that selects based on the application that they fill out for the scholarship. And annually, we give out two scholarships that are worth $8,000. They get $2,000 a year. Every year, they have to prove that they're still enrolled in school and they have to maintain a C-plus or better average.
So that's for two different people for 4 years every year.
For 4 years every year.
And that's for Libby members.
Long Island Builders Institute, also known as Libby.
Mm-hmm.
They're members, their members' family, or their members' employees' family.
Got it. Okay. You guys are so busy all across Long Island doing all sorts of things. It's so inspiring. And you have a special expo coming up, don't you?
Yes. I am currently the chairman or the co-chair, along with Alan Kenemer from Cosentino. We chair the trade show or the home expo together. It's Long Island Builders' 28th annual home, trade, and remodeling expo. It's going to be March 22nd 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Hilton Long Island, or it's also known as the Huntington Hilton, right on Route 110 in Melville.
Okay.
And last year, we built pet playhouses, and the proceeds from one of the pet playhouses went to Long Island Home Builders Care.
What is a pet playhouse?
So last year, we had teams.
Uh-huh.
My company was one team. And there were other teams. Alloa was another team. I can't remember all of them. Plessers had also another team. And we have a competition to make a playhouse for pets. So whether it's a dog, a cat, a bird, any kind of domestic pet.
Uh-huh.
And wanted to see the team's creativity. And it had to be only, you know, certain size, certain height, certain weight. And it was really, really, really amazing competition. The year before that, we did children's playhouses.
Oh,
and
really
one of the playhouses was raffled off, and the proceeds went to Long Island Home Builders Care. So, you know, we raise money for Long Island Home Builders Care at every event that we do.
What can we expect from Long Island Home Builders Care this year at the Expo?
So this year at the Expo, it's free admission, as always, and this year we're having a $10,000 remodeling giveaway. And that remodeling giveaway was sponsored by 10 Libby members, and I'd like to mention them because they also are the marketing sponsors that help us market the Home Expo and also going to be contributing to this $10,000 remodeling giveaway. And the remodeling giveaway will be through one of the 10 people or through all of the 10 people. The person who wins will either use it with one or all of the people that partake in that $10,000 contribution.
So it's up to them, whatever they need in their home, it's their choice?
Correct. So for example, there's 10 of us that sponsored this. Alloa Home Improvements, Kanko's Tiles, Cousin Tino, Yuba Engineered Woods, J. Rattle Landscaping, Liberty Fence, Outstanding Plumbing and Heating, Plessers Appliances, Riverhead Building Supply, and Sterling Floor Design. So with those 10 people that help support the marketing and the $10,000 giveaway, the person who wins it can spend the whole $10,000 with Riverhead Building Supply, or they could choose to spend some with Riverhead, some with Plessers, some with Allure. It's a great thing. And these are all associate members of Long Island Builders Institute.
Wow. So it's free admission.
Free admission.
But you could be walking away with a $10,000 remodeling giveaway.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. So the details for that again is it's at the Huntington Hilton, Thursday, March 22nd from 3 to 8 p.m. And the title of it is the Long Island Builders Institute Home Trade and Remodeling Expo.
Correct.
So we will definitely see you there. A lot goes into something like that. Now, you are the VP of Long Island Home Builders Care. Can you tell me a little bit about the rest of the team of directors that are behind it?
Yeah, we have a wonderful, wonderful line of directors. I'll start with the officers. Person I really look up to for a long, long time. Charlie Mancini, he's the chairman. Then Mike Sudo is the president. John Ratto, that's me, I'm the vice president. John Weiss, he's the second vice president. Anthony Bartone is the treasurer. And Nicholas Delvano is the secretary. All of us that I just listed are also directors. Other directors are Ira Adler, Anthony Bartone, Glenn Trevaney, Kelly Coughlin, Heck, Amory DeSalvo, Sal Farrow, Beth Howard Price, Alan Kenemer, Robert Morandi, Andrew Negri, David Scrow, and Lois Fricky. She's the operations director at Libby. Nothing happens without Lois.
So
I want to make sure I mention her in this interview.
She's got
Lois
that
makes
step.
It happen.
So there's a lot of people behind that, which makes sense because you do so much. Food drives, toy drives, you were involved with Habitat for Humanity, walkathons. I am sure that we have tons of Long Islanders listening right now that you've lit a fire under, you've inspired, that want to just donate, but they want to donate their time. Do you take volunteers?
It depends on the project.
Mm-hmm.
Due to insurance regulations, sometimes taking volunteers is an issue. That's why the walkathon is good. If you want to volunteer, walk.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, you know, walk and be a volunteer, that's great, because then you could have a great day, you have fun. But actually working on a project, again, becomes insurance issues. So a lot of times it's hard to take volunteers. But by all means, if you want to volunteer, please go on the website, fill out the information. I'm sure Lois can find something for you to volunteer. If we're doing holiday toy drive and we need to package up those toys in the office, I'm sure that would fall underneath the insurance guideline that we could handle.
And of course, you could stay on top of everything Long Island Home Builders Care is up to via their website, lihbc.org. Seems like there's always a project brewing. You guys have done so much in the 15 years you've been around.
Long Island Home Builders Care, we just hope to be around for a long, 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 long time. And as long as I'm in business and I'm capable, I plan on being involved. To me, there's nothing better than giving back to somebody who's in need. And you see a smile on Candace's face, or a smile on the Acardi boy's face, or even I did the driveway for Doris Benson. People are just so grateful, and it's just nice to do good things.
I'm sure you'll be around for very long. You've made a lot of Long Islanders very grateful. We will see you at the Long Island Builders Home Trade and Remodeling Expo. Again, it's Thursday, March 22nd from 3 to 8 p.m. Free admission with a $10,000 remodeling giveaway from Long Island Builders Institute, Libby. And thank you so much, Jay, for sitting with me, Vice President of Long Island Home Builders Care and owner of J. Rotto Landscaping.
Thank you for having me, Olivia.
Yeah, we'll see you at the expo.
Yes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.